Ladies and gentlemen, the opening session of the public panels is about to start. Please take your seats and mute your cell phones. Thank you. 女士们、先生们，公开论坛开幕式即将开始，请各位嘉宾尽快入座，并请关闭手机或调至静音状态。Ladies and gentlemen, the opening session of the public panels is about to start. Please take your seats and mute your cell phones. Thank you. 女士们、先生们，公开论坛开幕式即将开始，请各位嘉宾尽快入座，并请关闭手机或调至静音状态。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the public panels of the 37th IOSCO Annual Conference. 女士们、先生们，欢迎大家来到国际证监会组织第三十七届年会公开论坛。Now, please welcome Dr. Guo Shuqing, Chairman of China Securities Regulatory Commission, to chair the opening session. 今天为我们主持开幕式的是中国证券监督管理委员会主席郭树清先生，有请郭主席。
尊敬的周小川行长，尊敬的郭金龙市长，尊敬的国际证监会执委会主席和各委员会主席，各位来宾、女士们、先生们，大家下午好。受国际证监会组织委托，经中国国务院批准，由中国证监会首次承办的第三十七届国际证监会组织年会，在国际证监会组织执委会和秘书处的大力支持下，在北京市政府和社会各界的关心协助下，今天顺利举行公开论坛开幕式。在此，我仅代表年会承办方，向出席公开论坛开幕式的各位朋友和嘉宾，表示热烈的欢迎和诚挚的感谢。国际证监会组织成立以来，做出了很多重要的、正确的决策。我想呢，在北京举行第三十七届国际证监会年会，是其中 正确的决策之一。刚才中国国务院副总理王岐山先生会见了国际证监会组织执委会主席和各委员会主席等与会代表，双方就世界经济形势和国际证券期货监管的战略合作以及危机后国际金融体系的重建等问题交换了看法。王岐山副总理首先对年会的召开表示了热烈的祝贺，对各国嘉宾来北京参加年会表示热烈的欢迎。王岐山副总理表示，中国政府呢高度重视资本市场改革发展工作，高度重视与国际证监会组织的交流合作，中国愿以北京年会举办为契机，进一步加强与国际证监会组织各成员国地区的务实合作，进一步密切双边和多边监管合作，共同为促进国际金融市场在公平、公正、包容、有序的国际金融秩序下稳定发展做出更大贡献。感谢王岐山副总理代表中国政府对北京年会的关心支持。由于时间的关系，女士们、先生们，请允许我们简单的介绍一下我们的这个主旨演讲的发言演讲者。主要的是我们这个中国人民银行行长周小川先生呢先做这个演讲，接下来还有我们的这个市长啊郭金龙先生，还有其他的这个国际证监会组织的主席和委员会这个主席。周小川先生呢是我们中国人民银行，也就是中国中央银行的行长。周先生呢这个很早就参与了中国的经济改革，特别是在1984年和1985年城市体制改革的开始时候呢，他就参加了我们这个最主要的方案的改革方案的设计和研究工作，这个很快的就被任命为中国国家经济体制改革委员会的委员啊，那个时候这个职务是很高的一个职务啊。然后他担任过我们的这个外经贸部的部长助理啊，也担任过中国银行的副行长。从那时候开始进入了金融界啊，那差不多有30多年了吧。然后是建设银行的行长啊，这个然后是我们更重要的和今天我们这个会议很有关系的，就是10多年前他是我们中国证监会的主席。这个在这个证监会这个主席的位置上呢工作了不到3年，然后顺利的转移到这个中央央这个银行担任这个行长，应该这也是第10个年头。所以我们有请呢周行长做精彩演讲，大家欢迎。
女士们、先生们，非常高兴参加 IOSCO 37届年会公开论坛。首先，我代表中国人民银行对年会的召开表示热烈祝贺。刚才郭树清主席提到，我10多年前呢也曾担任过中国证监会主席，我曾经参加过几次IOSCO 的年会。那么这次呢参加北京年会，与许多老同行重逢，倍感亲切。借此机会，我介绍一下几年来中国金融和资本市场改革发展的情况，供大家参考。第一，中国金融业在改革开放中取得了巨大的成绩。中国金融业是改革开放的产物，如同中国的改革开放事业一样，强调中国特色啊。中国在金融业改革发展过程中也始终坚持从实际出发，充分学习借鉴国际先进经验，又不照搬照抄。同时，我们注重传承中国金融文化传统和商业传统，与现代金融理念和法治精神有机结合起来，逐步探索出一条具有中国特色的金融发展的道路。近年来，中国果断推进金融机构，特别是大型商业银行股份制改革，金融业综合实力和抗风险能力显著提高，大力强化金融市场建设，基本形成功能相互互补、 交易场所多层次，交易产品多样化的金融市场体系，稳步推动人民币汇率形成机制和利率市场化改革，人民币跨境使用的进程明显加快，不断改善金融宏观调控，为经济发展创造了良好的货币金融环境，着力提高金融监管的专业性和有效性，稳妥处置了金融领域的重大风险隐患，全面履行加入世贸组织的承诺，大幅度提高金融业市场开放度。通过这一系列具有里程碑意义的重大改革，中国金融业发生了新的历史性变化。截止2011年11月末，中国金融业总资产达到119万亿人民币，行业资产质量显著改善，盈利状况持续向好，风险抵御能力和服务社会经济发展的能力都得到了明显的增强。第二，建立强健的资本市场体系是“十二五”规划的重要战略任务。中国资本市场是中国金融体系的重要组成部分。从股票市场来看，根据彭博通讯社的统计，目前中国股票市场总市值全球排名第三位，仅次于美国和日本。从债券市场来看，根据国际清算银行统计，截止到2011年底，中国国内债券余额居全球第四，公司信用类债券余额约4.9万亿元，在全球排名第三。从期货市场来看，目前商品期货交易品种已经增加到了27个，形成了较为完备的期货品种体系。2011年，商品期货交易成交量居世界第一。同时，包括股票市场主板、创业板、柜台市场在内的多层次资本体系初步开始形成。中国资本市场的发展，促进了中国社会生产要素商品化进程和产权关系的明确，推动了企业经营机制的转换和公司治理的完善。截至2012年4月底，中国股市累计筹资4.7万亿元。借助资本市场的平台，大量代表经济未来发展方向的高科技创业型企业脱颖而出，为推动中国产业结构调整、支持自主创新提供了重要的支持。特别是资本市场对于中国现代金融体系的构建和完善发挥了巨大的作用。上世纪90年代以前，中国金融体系几乎由间接融资完全主导，金融风险高度集中在银行。资本市场的建立和发展，在银行信贷体系以外，为企业发展提供了市场化的资本形成和融资机制，培育了新的金融业态，改变了长期以来单独依靠银行体系的融资格局，推动了中国金融业向现代金融体系的转变。大家印象比较深刻的是，中国商业银行成功地抵御了本轮国际金融危机和欧债危机的严重冲击，其中一个重要原因就是几年以前我们背水一战，推动大型商业银行和保险公司完成了股份制改造并成功上市，资本充实率、治理水平、抗风险能力大幅度提高，实现了质的变化。中国资本市场20年无疑取得了巨大成绩，但是我们对中国金融业存在的问题和不足认识得很清楚。总体上看，中国金融业仍是处于相对初级的发展阶段，金融机构公司治理有待健全，金融产品和融资结构不够丰富，直接融资与间接融资比例失衡。中国政府制定的第12个5年计划5年规划啊，从中国经济社会发展的新形势出发，明确提出了要加快多层次资本市场体系建设，显著提高直接融资的比重。在“十二五”期间，我们将继续完善主板市场，积极发展中小企业板和创业板市场，特别是要加快健全有层次的柜台市场，研究设立全国中小企业股份转让系统， 也就是通常大家所说的新三板市场，加大资本市场对中小企业发展的支持力度，为民间资本创造更有利的投资环境。在此基础上，不断完善功能互补、相互促进、协调发展的多层次市场体系，提高中国资本市场对经济社会发展的服务能力。第三，资本市场发展有赖于进一步的改革创新。今年以来，全球经济温和复苏，各方对全球经济复苏前景的预期有所改观，但家家都有一本难念的经，各国经济发展情况各不相同。从中国经济情况来看，今年一季度，国内 GDP 增长8.1%，经济保持持续健康发展势态，符合宏观调控的预期。但作为世界上最大的发展中国家，中国经济社会发展中存在的不平衡、不协调和不可持续的问题仍十分突出。中国城乡地区间发展差距巨大，人口老化问题正不期而至，资源环境不可持续的问题日益凸显。资本市场作为优化资源配置的重要平台，对于加快经济发展方式的转变、推动国家经济转型具有不可替代的重要作用。在此关键时期，中国资本市场必须加快改革开放的步伐，勇敢地承担起应负的历史责任，其中涉及到许多具体工作，重点要在三个方面实现突破。第一，进一步提高资本市场服务实体经济的能力。中国资本市场仍处于发育阶段，直接融资规模相对较小，对经济发展薄弱环节的支持服务远远不足，滞后于实体经济发展的需要，资本市场的投融资功能不够充分发挥，给整个国民经济造成资源错配和浪费，也突出反映了中国整体金融体系还存在着结构失衡，必须从中国经济金融大局出发，加快推进市场的改革和创新，既要大力拓宽市场的广度深度，为三农科技创新型企业服务，文化创意中小微型企业提供更多的直接融资，又要抓紧开发国债期货、商品期权、利率互换等金融规矩工具，为实体企业发现价格和管理风险提供间接的支持。第二，着力完善市场化运行机制。众所周知，中国资本市场与欧美成熟市场既有共性，也有发展的阶段性差异。很多发达市场发展过程中是市场自身自下而上的自然演进，中国资本市场的市场化程度尚不够高，市场机制还不够完善，市场的约束机制还不够健全，对市场主体的一些创新活动还存在着父爱式的管制。中国应该保持理性务实的态度，牢牢把握中国资本市场新兴加转轨的阶段性特征，坚定不移地把深化市场化改革最大限度地激发市场主体的活力，同时以提高市场透明度为核心，强化市场基础制度的建设，完善市场发行、上市、并购、重组、分红、退市等规则体系，积极构建完善有利于市场稳定运行和功能发挥的体制机制。第三，要坚决守住不发生系统性金融风险的底线。多年来，中国逐步探索形成了一套具有中国特色的证券监管模式，在实践中取得了好的效果。例如，中国的期货保证金安全监控模式依托电子技术发展和金融体系内协作，在监管中落实了期货交易账户分离的制度。自2009年8月至2011年11月，由 IMF 和世界银行组织的 FSUP 完成了对中国证券期货市场的评估，对中国资本市场监管有效性给予了较高的评价。但我们也深知，中国资本市场的非法证券活动、各类交易场所不规范、非法民间借贷等领域中 还存在着不容忽视的风险隐患，需要加强投资者教育，提高投资者风险意识和自我保护能力，同时强化市场监管能力建设，严打市场违法违规行为，切实维护投资者合法权益，确保资本市场安全稳定运行。作为中央银行，中国人民银行将加强与中国证监会和其他金融监管机构的协调配合，一如既往地支持中国资本市场的改革发展。一方面，积极推动债券市场发展，促进资本市场全方位开放，适时推出双向跨境 ETF， 逐步扩大 QFII、RQFII 额度，支持经营机构积极走出去，不断提高资本市场运行效率。另一方面，注重增强货币政策与金融监管政策的协同效应，进一步完善宏观审慎政策框架，保持经济平稳较快发展和物价水平基本稳定，加强系统性风险的防范，强化对跨境资本流动的监测、分析和管理，促进跨境资本有序流动，为资本市场稳定发展提供良好的宏观货币金融环境。第四，继续加强国际金融监管合作。在过去几十年中，金融产品高度多样化和复杂化，跨国金融机构迅速扩张，大额资本快速跨境流动，通信业和互联网使得信息瞬息传递，我们见证了一个迅猛发展的世界金融系统和不断加速的金融一体化进程，也面临着日益复杂和迫切的全球监管问题。相比之下，国际金融监管合作步伐并未跟上金融形势的发展。在这次国际金融危机与仍在持续发酵的欧债危机，都充分显现出全球金融治理机制的制度缺陷。我们很高兴地看到，危机发生以来 ，G20、FSB、IMF 等多边合作机制和国际机构都致力于改善国际经济金融的治理，推动国际金融监管的改革，努力促进国际金融体系的重构和完善，取得了许多重要成果。IOSCO 和其他国际机构紧密协作，在改革中发挥了重要的作用。我们相信，加强宏观审慎监管，强化对全球系统性重要机构的影子银行、信用评级机构、薪酬机制、大宗商品和衍生产品市场的监管，完善系统性金融风险的监测、识别与预警、预防、处置机制等金融监管改革措施的实施，必将进一步巩固全球金融稳定的基础。我们对包括 IOSCO 在内的各相关国际机构的工作表示高度的赞赏。中国始终高度重视并积极参与 G20、IMF、FSB、BCBS、IOSCO、IAIS 等国际组织和多边平台的相关工作。在新的时期，中国人民银行和中国金融监管机构将进一步强化与国际金融监管机构的信息交流、政策协调和跨境监管合作，积极参与国际经济金融治理改革和国际金融监管准则的制定，推动建立更加合理、包容、高效的国际金融体系，促进全球金融稳定和经济增长。最后，我预祝年会取得圆满成功，谢谢大家。
女士们、先生们，我们今天下午中国政府的有关部门一共有20多个部长呢出席了我们的会议，这充分表明中国政府的各个部门对资本市场的发展非常重视。我想我们的国际同行和同事们也是非常高兴的。我想我们这些同事呢，在这个各个部门工作的呢，对资本市场都有很独到的见解。但是非常遗憾呢，我们没有时间呢让他们来发表他们的看法，所以刚才周行长的演讲呢，实际上是一个代表 这个接下来我们请这个我们北京市的市长郭金龙先生讲话致辞。郭先生呢是这个大家都知道，这个北京的这个是一个我们的首都啊。我们很多同事从国外来了以后啊，是第一次到中国，那么第一次到北京，感到北京是一个非常先进、非常有历史和文化啊积淀的一个城市，而且呢，空气特别好。这些所有的这些呢，都和我们的市长郭金龙先生是分不开的。他这个继任了这个北京市市长，在王岐山这个副总理之后啊，担任北京市市长，那么建了很多现代化的建筑，新了很多的基础设施。有一个说法就是北京市呢现在是这个土木建筑啊工地超过了全部欧洲啊，这个我没有去查证，但是呢总之这数量是非常巨大。这个正在建设的地铁呢啊有10条左右啊，地铁站在地下的啊，去年是13条地铁，今年是至少还有10条地铁在建，大概这个有100多座地铁车站啊，这个在历史上其他国家啊都是没有看到过的。北京市呢在治理环境污染方面、解决水的问题方面啊，我们是一个2000多万人口的城市，没有大江大河啊，这所以这个水的问题是非常严重。更重要的是市长呢把空气治了一个很好，这个 PM2.5 呢这个最近一个时期啊极限下降啊，这个可能是这个工作努力的结果，也有这个下雨老天爷的帮忙。这个郭金龙市长呢长期在多个地方工作过，我需要特别指出的是他曾经在西藏啊担任地方政府的主要领导人长达12年之久，就是他经常是在生活在这个平均海拔这个4000米以上的地方来俯视着我们大家啊，所以他对这个事情看得比较透啊，对所有的问题啊了解得比较深刻。所以我们有请呢郭金龙市长给我们致辞，大家欢迎。
尊敬的石小双行长、郭树清主席，尊敬的玛利亚·桑塔纳主席，国际证监会组织各委员会主席，各位嘉宾、女士们、先生们，大家下午好。今天恢宏的国家会议中心高朋满座，第37届国际证监会组织年会公开论坛开幕式在此隆重举行。我谨代表北京市人民政府对本届年会的召开表示热烈的祝贺，对出席年会的各位嘉宾、各国朋友表示诚挚的欢迎。当前国际金融危机的影响仍未结束，世界经济复苏缓慢，坚持创新与监管相协调，促进金融更好地服务实体经济，成为世界各国的共同关切。国际证监会组织作为专业性的国际组织，成立38年来，一直致力于建立国际证券业的有效监管机制，为促进全球证券市场健康发展做出了积极的贡献。今天来自国际证监会组织各成员的代表们汇聚北京，共商全球金融改革和证券期货市场监管战略合作，必将进一步增进共识，促进金融监管机构间的交流与协作，助力世界经济尽快走出困境。中国资本市场经过20多年的改革发展，已成为中国金融体系的重要组成部分。在优化资源配置、完善公司治理、促进经济发展等方面发挥着越来越重要的作用。得益于国家金融改革发展的大好机遇，北京资本市场建设 也取得了前所未有的大发展。作为国家金融管理中心，北京汇聚了全中国60%的金融资产，60%的上市公司总股本和60%的债券市场融资额。在北京开展业务和活动的国际金融机构与国际金融组织已经达到了400多家。近年来，北京市坚持从首都金融业发展战略定位出发，把构建多层次资本市场作为重要内容，不断加强金融要素市场体系建设，推进场外交易市场建设，大力推动企业上市。目前北京地区境内外上市公司的总数达到了532家，位居全中国第一。2011年，北京地区非金融类企业直接融资的比重已经超过了80%。特别是作为中国多层次资本市场建设的重要创新举措，我们从2006年开始进行中关村代办股份转让试点，目前试点工作总体运行平稳有序，共有174家企业参与试点，其中已经挂牌和通过备案的企业达到了122家。为建设统一监管下的全国性场外交易市场积累了经验。在我们的第12个5年发展规划期间，是北京金融业实现跨越式发展的关键时期。我们将紧紧围绕建设具有国际影响力的金融中心城市的目标，继续丰富完善推动金融业发展和资本市场建设的政策措施，增强金融市场的广度和深度，提高金融业对外开放程度，以更宽广的视野进一步加强与国际高水平金融机构的交流与合作，不断提升北京金融业的创新力、辐射力和影响力。各位嘉宾朋友们，北京是一座开放、包容、与时俱进的现代化城市。北京经济平稳较快发展，需要国际资本市场的鼎力支持。北京企业的创新发展，也为各国投资者提供了新的机遇。衷心希望本届年会能够搭建起北京与各国资本市场合作共赢的友谊桥梁，让大家更加深入地了解北京，感受北京，为推动北京金融业发展、资本市场建设继续提供帮助和支持。最后，预祝本届国际证监会组织年会取得圆满成功，祝各位嘉宾朋友在北京工作生活的愉快，谢谢大家。
谢谢郭市长啊！上午我们开会的时候，这个我们国际证监会组织执行委员会主席这个玛利亚·桑塔纳女士问我说，她看了日程表，说这个为什么这个北京市的市长也姓郭啊？她说和我的姓是一样的。我说这还是比较偶然发生的事情，不是太必然的。这个我想他已经给我们留下了深刻的印象。由于时间关系呢，我们国际证监会的组织委员会主席和这个技术委员会主席，还有这个新兴市场委员会主席呢，还会做一个简短的致辞。我想他们都会这个尽可能的压缩时间吧。我们很抱歉，那个前面的时间呢，这个拖了一点。好，下面让我们以热烈的掌声欢迎这个国际证监会组织执行委员会主席玛利亚·桑塔纳女士致辞。
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chairman Liu. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished authorities, Mr. Mayor, distinguished guests, dear fellow regulators, we meet here in Beijing as the attention of so many people continues to focus on the actions of the regulators. And while so many countries still struggle to emerge from the economic crisis, the society expects from us a much sounder regulatory framework, one that is able to prevent the recurrence of crises and all their negative impacts. Our meeting here this week and the impressive amount of work underway testify to our most serious commitment to meet such expectations. On behalf of IOSCO and each and all of its members, I would like to express my gratitude to the CSRC in the person of Mr. Guo Xuqing for hosting IOSCO's conference and for giving us the opportunity for a dive in the history and culture of China's celebrated Olympic capital. Those of us who have been here before are surely pleased to be back, and those visiting for the first time are thrilled by the city's so many attractions, and are certainly already making plans to be back very soon, as I am. China is probably one of the countries that have better performed in face of the financial crisis. Even now, with recession looming in some major economies, China is in fact pulling the world economy with its steady growth rate. IOSCO is here in the year of the dragon, the auspicious symbol meaning success and happiness, and according to the tradition, a good time for implementing new projects and initiatives. And IOSCO is in fact this year completing a very important part of its transition into a new structure, leaner, but at the same time more inclusive and open to the participation of its vast membership. Besides such achievements as, just to name a few, the approval of a revised methodology to assess the implementation of the principles of securities regulation, the establishment of the assessment committee, with a mandate to help ensure full and consistent implementation of the principles across the board, and the constitution of the new policy committees with a membership that comes from developed as well as from the emerging markets. We celebrate this year the 10th anniversary of the IOSCO Multilateral Memorandum of Understanding. The MMOU is one of IOSCO's greatest accomplishments. It is the international benchmark for enforcement-related cooperation and the exchange of information. The MMOU continues to prove itself as a very effective tool to combat cross-border financial crime, as the figures show that regulators make ever more use of it to assist their enforcement activities. In 2007, around 700 requests for assistance were made, a number that has steadily grown and reached more than 2,000 requests in 2011. Due to our firm commitment and efforts to build a strong international network of cooperation, 86 IOSCO members have now become signatories to the IOSCO MMOU. This is an impressive number, but our goal is ambitious, and it is to have all the members subscribing to the memorandum. To that end, today, the President's Committee issued a resolution saying that all IOSCO non-signatory members are requested to intensify their efforts throughout 2012 to become signatories to the IOSCO MMOU by the agreed date of 1st January 2013. To facilitate the best possible outcome, the IOSCO board will ensure that a comprehensive program of technical assistance and political support is made available to non-signatory members to enable them to make the necessary changes. The dragon indicates auspicious conditions for the newly established IOSCO board to steer the organization through the remaining step of the transition to its new structure, with unity and a strong focus on what really matters, meeting the expectations and the needs of investors, markets, and economies in these very difficult days. I am looking forward to the debates of this impressive conference program put together by our host, the CSRC. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Chairman Guo. Distinguished guests, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, let me lend my voice to Maria Elena in thanking our hosts for first, of course, inviting us to Beijing for our annual conference, and also for organizing this public session. And this is really at a crucial moment in global regulatory reform. In representing the technical committee of IOSCO, I must mention that we are in a financial crisis for more than 5 years. But are we there? Have we made the necessary reforms? Are we up to the tasks that financial regulators must perform in this globalized world? I must say, we are not even half of the way in completing our work. Previous speakers have spoken about preventing the recurrence of financial crises and building resilient financial systems, developing capital markets, all for the objective of supporting the real economy in its growth and in its development. However, as we all see, now we are faced with even more difficult challenges, and the markets are far from stable. Now, there is a lot of discussion over global regulatory reform, whether it has been too slow, too fast, too comprehensive, or too fragmented. But this is really not a question that we can answer in seconds or even over one night. A single-minded, one-size-fits-all solution is simply not fit for the immensely complex world of today and the dynamic capital markets of a globalized world. Therefore, we really would need to think hard, talk to our peers, listen to what the markets have to say. We have to have more research, more thinking, and an inclusive IOSCO to take forward the work. So, a long way of saying that this is really the most opportune moment to have this conference and the discussion in the public sessions. I really look forward to your discussions. Now, the subjects chosen are extremely relevant for IOSCO work. The panel on new financial architecture and international standard setting in the post-crisis era, financial market infrastructures, OTC derivatives and market integrity, capital markets development and regulatory trends in emerging markets, and then regulation of commodity futures and financial derivatives. I really thank our host for choosing those extremely timely and important subjects, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much.
郑道先生呢，是从这个我们的邻邦这个日本来的啊，他长期从事金融监管工作，跨很多领域。下面我们有请这国际证监会组织新兴市场委员会主席维达阿基莱先生致辞。维达阿基莱先生是这个我们这个土耳其啊，来自土耳其的，也请我们这个秘书长大卫莱特先生准备。
Chairman Guo, Chairman of the China Securities and Regulatory Commission, Governor Zhao, Governor of the People's Bank of China, Mayor Guo, Mayor of Beijing, fellow colleagues, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, Wan An Ni Hao. As I'm sure you've all gathered, I am not, in fact, Vedat Akirai, the chairman of the Emerging Markets Committee. Unfortunately, Mr. Akirai is a little bit unwell, and just a few minutes ago, he came up to me and said, Ranjit, would you please deliver the address as the vice chairman of the EMC? Now, I've had to give some last-minute speeches, but not often at such an occasion and on such an audience, so I've had to sort of scribble a few notes in the last few minutes to prepare myself for this. But ladies and gentlemen, what is of course extremely easy for me to say, and very much something that I think all of us here who have come from abroad share, is the remarkable nature in which the China Securities Regulatory Commission, led by Chairman Guo and his staff, have organized this excellent conference. And would you please join with me in giving them a big hand? I think the demonstration of this organization, of this conference, is certainly a testament to the great success that China has had in the world stage. And it is highly appropriate for me, as a representative of the Emerging Markets Committee, to talk about the role of the Emerging Markets Committee when I have examples like China to be able to cite in terms of success of the emerging markets in today's world. Ladies and gentlemen, the emerging markets today are no longer what they were. In the last decade, the emerging markets have become a major growth engine of the world, and in many instances have provided the impetus to the global economic growth in periods when there have been major stresses in the economic path. And today we see in the G20, nearly half the members of the G20 are from emerging market jurisdictions, and they differ in size and growth, but have certainly played a very major role on the world economic stage. Estimates show that 70% of world growth over the next few years will, in fact, come from the emerging markets, with China and India accounting for 40% of that growth. And it is estimated that the total GDP of emerging markets could, in fact, overtake that of the developed markets as early as 2014. The emerging markets already attract a major portion of global foreign direct investments as well as portfolio flows. And of course, today, the real GDP growth rate, if you look at the year 2011, was about six times that of the advanced economies. So certainly, there is no doubt that the emerging markets are playing a very important role. IOSCO, unique in its structure, has recognized the significance of the emerging market countries, and is probably unique because it is one of the very few international organizations that have had a dedicated committee for emerging market countries to be able to synthesize issues and to be able to bring to the broader debate of IOSCO issues that have an impact within emerging markets. And the emerging markets members, which comprise of about 86 jurisdictions, are very actively involved in the IOSCO discussion work, in the technical work, as well as in the policy setting work that goes on. And it is this inclusiveness within IOSCO that has been a bedrock and cornerstone of its success. Ladies and gentlemen, as we look ahead, the emerging markets, as well as the marketplace in general, certainly are facing some very important challenges. We've come out from a very important crisis, the effects of which certainly reverberated around the world, both in the developed as well as emerging market area, as well as across various geographies and regions. However, what is certainly important is that within the emerging market space, we don't lose sight and focus of the need to be able to ensure that there is growth and at the same time stability within the markets, which are the two cornerstones that we focus a lot of effort on in terms of the role of regulation. The challenges for us, of course, is a lot of it to do with strengthening the financial systems, at the same time ensuring that there is more diversity in the financial systems, challenges of deepening markets, challenges of ensuring markets remain competitive. And these are challenges that are very much faced within the Emerging Markets Committee and the agenda of its work. It has produced some very important pieces of work, work that relates to development of the corporate bond market, for instance. Another piece of work that has been released and published at this meeting in Beijing that has been led by our colleagues from the CSRC is an excellent report on the role of institutional investors in strengthening financial system, a subject matter that was also picked up by the Financial Stability Board. So certainly, ladies and gentlemen, we are passing through an important stage in the marketplace. The crisis has certainly shown that there is a need for a paradigm shift in our thinking. It has certainly shown that whilst we grow our markets, whilst we reach this ability to create a balance in regulation without creating a burdening and an impact such that the very reason for the existence of capital markets can be affected, we should not lose sight that the capital markets, the very raison d'etre of capital markets, are essentially they're a marketplace for risk, and as capital market regulators, we must ensure that the marketplace does grow, has the ability to take on those risks, and at the same time manage those risks. And therefore, for us, the challenge is finding the right balance and regulation that allows this to take place whilst ensuring we have a framework for stability. And this is really very much what IOSCO's focus and the Emerging Markets Committee's role will be as the new landscape within which we have charted for ourselves. As Maria Helena was saying, this is a very important development in the Year of the Dragon, where here we've established an IOSCO board and have integrated the technical committees of IOSCO, both between the developed markets and the emerging markets, into a single set of committees. So it provides us an opportunity to further augment the successes that we've had in the past and establish a pathway for the future. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
非常抱歉，刚才阿吉莱先生的身体有点不适，请这位先生呢代替他的致辞。下面由我们请这个我们的新当选的国际证监会组织秘书长大卫莱特先生说几句。大卫莱特先生呢是个很标准的这个英国人，个子很高，口音呢很冲正啊，他讲话非常清楚，大家欢迎。 Chairman Guo, Governor, Mayor of Beijing, distinguished chairs and heads of delegation, Vyosko, let me also add my thanks on behalf of the IOSCO General Secretariat to our hosts for their really remarkable hospitality, great friendliness, and really first-class organization. We have all been hugely impressed. As Masamichi Kono said, this 37th IOSCO conference is taking place at a very crucial moment. And I see six challenges that I will briefly outline that are emerging and have emerged from this conference. First of all, the world economy, as we've all said, is changing profoundly. The banking system is changing, credit will be tighter as capital increases. Leverage is decreasing in the world economy. The public sector deficits in many parts of the world under very, very severe constraint. The public sector won't be able to take up any financing slack, which means, delegates, that securities markets are going to have to play a much bigger and greater role, perhaps a much greater role, in the future financing of the world economy. And that means the role of regulators, the role of IOSCO is becoming more important by the day. And just one example, financing of small and medium-sized companies. Do we not need more global thinking here, establishment of global standards to enhance investor confidence and issuance rules? Secondly, we have the great challenge to make the new structures of IOSCO work, the new leadership, which will be elected tomorrow, of the transitional board. There are 32 members of the board, and one of their tasks is to plot the road to a final board structure, which will be decided in Rio de Janeiro in September 2014. We have to make the new committee structures, seven of them, with balanced leadership, work effectively and link up with the leadership, along with the regional committees as well. And we need new thinking, and we've set in train a process to develop new thinking for the Emerging Markets Committee, which is so important for the future of IOSCO. Thirdly, we must continue our demanding efforts to contribute to the reform of the global financial system, and that means working intensively and closely with the G20 and the Financial Stability Board on a lot of very difficult technical issues: OTC derivatives, shadow banking, commodities, market abuse, working out the impacts on developing and emerging countries. And if I may, let me pay tribute to Masamichi Kono for his leadership and his tremendous energy in this work. But it is not just about defining standards and policies, but implementing them and enforcing them. And this is an important moment in Beijing because this is the 10th anniversary of the MMOU, this extraordinary instrument whereby securities regulators of the world exchange information when they need to enforce laws or pursue abuse of markets. Today we have 86 members who have signed up. Another four here in Beijing. We hope more by the end of the year, perhaps another 14 by the end of the year. This is covering 95% of the world's securities markets. There are 2,000 exchanges of information carrying on today. This is a real success, and we should talk about it. We have passed a resolution here in Beijing to encourage all those who are not signatories yet to move forward with assistance, if necessary, from the Secretariat General. As Ranjit Singh has just said, the world is seeing the emergence of new dynamic markets. Trends will continue and probably accelerate. But in this process, we're going to see the emergence of new risks and new threats. And I think we need, as a community of regulators in the world, to be on top of these risks, to collate these risks, analyze these risks, research these risks, and make sure that our agendas and our priorities face up to the risk that we collectively identify. I think it was President Kennedy, and this is my fifth point, who said that all ships should rise on the tide. IOSCO is an inclusive organization, and IOSCO must be able to serve all of its membership. And that means we need the resources to help countries develop their securities markets and their regulation. And that is why the Secretariat General has proposed the setting up of an IOSCO foundation. And we have put forward proposals in three areas: in technical assistance, education and training, and in research. And we've had an excellent and very encouraging response from our membership on the basic principles of this foundation. We are now going to pursue this with vigor, and we hope to establish its functioning in 2013. And so many delegates here might well be receiving a knock on the door for the financing, but the financing, let me tell you, will be subject to extremely strict governance and accountability regime. A final thought, if I may, as we leave Beijing tomorrow. And it's another quotation from somebody I worked with many years ago, President Delors, who was the architect in many ways of the development of the European Union. He said the following: "What are our real common interests? What are our real priorities? And what is the level of our ambition?" And I think those are very useful parameters for us to think about as we move forward in the years ahead. Let me finally finish, if I may, ladies and gentlemen, with thanking my own staff, who have been remarkable. Tajinder Singh, my extraordinary deputy, Isabelle Pastor, Corinne, and all my staff, they've been terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. 非常抱歉, 我们的这个会议呢, 因为我们缺乏经验, 安排的这个 时间没有完全按我们原来的计划拖得比较长一点，我们这个还是确实没有经验，我相信下一次世界证监会组织在北京开会的话，我们会有很大的改进。这个再次感谢大家出席今天这个公开论坛的开幕式，我们现在呢休息10分钟，然后再回来这个进行我们论坛的讨论。
谢谢大家。感谢郭主席为我们启动开幕式。Thank you, Chairman Guo. We'll have a break now. Please come back in 10 minutes for Panel 1, New Financial Architecture and International Standard Setting in the Post-Crisis Era. 现在请大家稍事休息，请于10分钟后回到会场，参与公开论坛议题一。 后金融危机时代，新金融体系与国际准则的构建与完善。